He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
That's one of the best hellos I've heard for a while.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you taught me everything I know.
Must be because it's October and we all know what that means.
That's right.
Somebody's turning. How old?
I'm going to be 47 and you're going to be 48.
And
we're pushing 50.
All that much closer to the big 50.
Actually, we're turning 50. It sounds like bad milk, you know?
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
I'm not afraid of my age.
I'm not either.
I wonder how many people out there are afraid of their ages.
There's a lot of people out there who are afraid to tell how old they are.
And that's why I love fitness assessments, because we pull people in, we verify their biological age, and guess what? If they're younger, they just feel so good.
I want to get mine done again. I want to see where I'm at. The last time I was 29, wasn't I?
Well, it's nice to be a lower number. Let's say you're 50, but biologically you're 25. That would make you feel pretty good.
Pretty darn
good. On your big 50.
Exactly.
So, my dear, what is cooking?
Well, what's cooking is Greek salad. I think I've done this one before, and it's in the recipe book, but I'll tell you, the Greek salad is a good way to go, and
it's
very, very colorful. I find this salad so easy to make. It's colorful, and it's hearty, and now every vegetable is cut into uniform pieces. That's the nice part about it. So the thing about having a lettuce salad is you have to wash the lettuce, spin the lettuce. So it's very time consuming. But this salad, I just wash the peppers and I, you know, wipe off the cucumber. So it's so easy to do.
Imagine if you had a big, gigantic spinner and you can go inside of it.
Oh, whatever. I use the really firm plum tomatoes. So they don't, that inside part of them doesn't get all mushy and stuff like that. With the yellow and the orange peppers, they're sweeter than the red or the green peppers, and they look so beautiful and colorful. I also use a red onion for the color, but if you don't like the strong, hot taste, use a white or yellow. But you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes they just burn our eyes out, don't they, those onions?
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
That's supposed to be healthful, isn't it?
Well, that's mitogenic radiation. That's oxidizing when you swallow onions in the blood. It reduces platelet aggregation like garlic. Mm. So people who eat lots of onions and raw garlic, it's got to be raw, because when you cook these things, enzymatically, they're completely nullified and altered chemically. It's got to be raw when you eat these things.
Yeah, well, sometimes you've walked into the kitchen or I've walked into the kitchen where we're cutting these onions and I'm thinking, what the heck? Are you okay? Did somebody say something to upset you? And it stings and burns too. But anyway, they really do taste good. And I also use the long English cucumber. I find it's better to use because the seeds aren't so wet, so you don't have to scrape the seeds out. You could actually keep the seed in. I wash the outside of the cucumber and I take a carrot or a potato peeler, whatever you want to call it, and I just peel the skin of the cucumber into strips. So it's very, very colorful. And it just gives a nice colorful look to the salad. I also use real goat feta cheese crumbled into really large chunks. Can you taste it already?
Oh yeah. And it's got to be from goats.
Yeah. The goat feta is a bit saltier and has a much stronger flavor than the cow's feta, but mixed with the hot onion and the sweet peppers, good. Now, I use the whole Kalamata olive with the pit is a nice touch, but I don't use them. You know, when we have company, I bring out the Kalamata olives, right? I don't use them normally when we just eat it for ourselves, so it's kind of a special treat for us. What else? One of the interesting things is I don't add lemon, balsamic vinegar, or garlic to this salad, which is very interesting, isn't it?
How odd.
Yeah, but a lot of people do add lemon to it, like if you go into a Greek restaurant. But this is from a Mediterranean cookbook, and I've made this recipe for years. So I just use extra virgin olive oil with really nice oregano.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so that's...
So just a nice, high-quality, first pressing... Preferably from Greece, and even more preferably from the island of Crete,
yes.
Where I've been, and unbelievable. The quality of the olive oil from that place on the planet.
Now,
superb.
I wouldn't add any salt to this at all, any sea salt at all. Maybe you want to add some black pepper when it's on the plate.
Freshly ground, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Grind those pepper balls.
It just goes so well with any piece of lean barbecued meat, fish, or chicken. And it's everything, there's so many different sweet and salty with flavors.
Now,
with
this is almost
fresh.
A complete meal. What we need is a nice quality piece of protein.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Now, you can chop it up and put it in the salad.
Yeah.
You can have it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of a salad is a whole meal. Like, it's really, really filling.
Mm-hmm.
And I find this a large serving.
Yeah.
And this is what a lot of people don't do. They have a small, tiny little salad.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like really pile it on the plate. Get those flavonoids and carotenoids from those living enzyme-rich raw veggies.
Mm-hmm.
The colors of nature, right? And then you have a nice low-fat quality protein. You've got a complete dinner.
It's delicious. And the thing is, too, if you have some Greek salad left over, what I do, sometimes I drain it. I'll drain it before I put it in like a Tupperware container. And then you can have it the next day. What I actually do is I pick out the olives. And
what
then
do you
I
do,
pick
do
out,
dear?
And then I pick out the cucumber. And then I make it with scrambled eggs.
Oh, yummy.
Well, you know that.
It goes on and
that.
On and on.
I know.
Hey,
I never throw anything away.
What's wrong with being into food?
Yeah.
Not just to enjoy it, but like, what does it do? Food. How much do we need of what? Let's get into this stuff.
Exactly.
It's affecting everyone's life and health.
No kidding.
Okay, dear. That was great. It's so good. I'm looking forward to it. So, who was our last month's special guest?
Well, last month's special guest was Mr. Sam Gracie himself. And Sam Gracie is definitely a pioneer in the health industry. Sam is an energy-packed individual. He likes people and he really, really shows it. I especially like the part in his interview when he spoke about giving yourself a great big hug and saying how wonderful you are. And I notice you've been doing that lately, Corey.
Well, I like myself. And I think,
yeah, I know you do. You're always in the mirror.
I get along with myself. I like to look at myself. I like to look deep inside and meet myself and say, good morning, Corey. How are you?
Yes,
and I always say, wonderful. It's great to be alive. And that's how I start every day. I think that when you fall out of love with yourself, that's when you really start to get into trouble. And that's what Sam was getting into on a spiritual level. That was a wonderful, wonderful interview. He said some really moving, deep stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff, Mr. Scorpio, that's what I like to get into.
Yeah.
The heavy duty stuff.
Yeah. So we need to appreciate ourselves. And Sam confirmed that on a spiritual level, it's very good for health. Right.
Yes, and plus he's just packed full of knowledge.
Oh,
I mean, he just cited study after clinical study. He's into the research. He, you know, Greens Plus and all the stuff that he's collected over the ages. I mean, he's really committed to supplying high quality merchandise.
And didn't his dad pass away of, how old was he? His dad?
I don't know if he reached 100 or not, but a real, you know, chip
90s.
Off the old block.
No, Ken, he was so energetic as well, so. Thank you, Sam, for that wonderful interview.
Yeah, and for those of you who really want to help somebody enhance their well-being, I think that interview is something that you should share with a friend. Make a copy of your SNU and distribute it. Okay, so who is our next month's special guest?
Next month's special guest is Mr. Nelson Narcisco. With over 10 years' experience in the health and wellness field, Nelson is a well-respected consultant in the natural health products and their use. Nelson is a frequent speaker at seminars across the country, as well as a regular contributor to several natural health publications. And he's also filming a program called Interactive Fitness Challenge 911. So it'll be interesting to hear about that.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
I think his topic's going to be on acid alkaline. So that's going to be really an interesting topic.
Now, he was also a referral from our good friend Norm Daniels at Body Plus.
Absolutely.
And so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to get into some acid alkaline stuff, which is what I got into with Sam on the last edition. Yeah. But you know what? You can't get enough of that. That's so important
that's so
to understand.
Major. Yeah, you have to know your own body, and he'll help us with that one as well.
Yeah, you should be able to look at any food and know in your mind whether it is acid or alkaline forming. And when you get to that level, you're really on top of your game.
That's right.
But people don't even know what that means.
No.
The pH potents hydrogen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is hydrogen? I mean, hey, they're fueling cars with hydrogen. Let's get to know hydrogen, right? Water, H2O, hydrogen, oxygen. Let's get into it, baby.
All right. Well, we look forward to that.
Yes, me too. Okay, dear, what is your hot topic?
My hot topic is, if it's not working, change your mind. The author Norman Vincent Peale said, the only people who don't have problems are in the grave.
Remember the last time we drove by the graveyard? And we both looked across and we said, all those people, they don't have any problems.
Exactly. So difficulties and problems or issues create stress and go hand in hand with living a full life. It's just part and parcel. So if you're alive, you've got a problem.
Being alive is a stress.
Now the key is, how do you handle this stress? That's the key. If what you're doing in your life isn't working quite the way you had planned, then change it. Basically, it's a change in your own attitude.
That's where you can start.
That's exactly
change your
right.
response to the stress. If you can't change the outside world, then change your inside world. That's
Absolutely.
Something we have control over.
And everything can still be the same on the outside, but it's how you perceive it.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how that works. So as we age, and as I found that I'm aging and you're aging, different issues pop up, right? Than we've ever had before. New issues in our life that aren't always pleasant or whatever.
Yes.
So how do you approach these issues? How do you really feel about what's going on? So sometimes we need to sit quietly, go for a long walk away from everyone, and look deep inside ourselves and find out what really makes you tick.
Haha. No kidding.
When our belief systems are challenged, it's not a negative thing, and it's awareness of who you are and what you think and believe. We all have a belief systems, and sometimes the belief system is challenged, and this is a good thing. So sometimes we need to get out of our comfort zone and take a good, hard look at what the real issue is. Why is this issue bothering me so much? How can I learn to accept this issue? And why do I feel threatened by this issue? And you know something? Things become better when you expect the best instead of the worst. You have to remember that. Sometimes we always look at the worst possibility, and I think you're looking at me as though I tend to do that.
Well, that's a pessimist. The negativity
that's a realist
of any
as
outcome.
Well.
Right, of course. There's always a bad and so-called good outcome.
Now, I'm not saying be la-di-da-di-da, be airy-fairy about it. I'm just saying if you can take the worst possibility, it's like being a Boy Scout, right?
Be prepared for the worst, but expect the best.
Exactly.
That's an optimist.
Yes.
Yeah. Plan ahead. Mm-hmm. And understand that it might rain, so be prepared to
exactly.
build and respond to that situation.
It's like kids walking out of the house on a hot, like especially in the fall, like today's fall days. It's cool in the morning, it's really hot in the daytime, and in the evening it gets cold. So they'll run out of the house with no jacket on, and then they're freezing to death in the nighttime. So they have to have some foresight. So they have to plan ahead, and they have to take a look at
Plan A, B, or C.
Yeah. No one can answer the questions for you. Only you have the power to take control of your thoughts and actions and truly be the master of the life that you desire. So by this process, you can truly remake your life. So, my friends, if you expect the worst, you get the worst. And if you expect the best, you get the best.
That's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. So if it's
you know
going
what,
to be,
really
it's up to me.
You know, it really does work.
Yes.
Say that again.
If it's going to be, it's up to me.
That's right. I think you wrote that on my training book.
Manual some time ago.
Yeah, I know you did.
I like to write things like that.
I know you did.
And you know, speaking of stress, in the education program, I get into detail on stress and how it affects us physically, mentally, physiologically. On the outside, you know, like the actual stress of training, for example, and how our bodies adapt to it. Mm-hmm. But a Canadian physiologist, his name was Dr. Hans Cilia. He had a paradigm of how stress affects people that was adopted by science, and it's pretty much written in all the textbooks. And he said that we had a built-in mechanism to protect us from damage. and from the outside stresses of life. And so he said that human reaction to any form of stress is measured as a general adaptation syndrome, which is called GAS, G-A-S, general adaptation syndrome. And he proposed that this consisted of three stages of progression, including number one, the alarm phase, that fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. Two, the adaptation phase. We adapt, and there's a saying, you adapt, migrate, or die. Mm-hmm. You adapt to the stress, or you get the hell out, or you die. Just like recently, mm-hmm. down in with this Katrina hurricane. Mm-hmm. You adapt to that situation of stress, mm-hmm. or you get the hell out. But either way, if you can't adapt or you don't get the hell out, you're going to die.
So
you
have to. Getting of dying could also be a depression.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe not actually dying, but you could die inside. And then the third phase, which is the worst outcome, which is what we want to avoid. But a lot of people are walking around in this state. He called the exhaustion phase,
yeah.
where people are exhausted. And this is where he said the diseases and injury mainly appear in the exhaustion phase when, due to depletion and lowered resistance, the body loses the ability to manage the effects of stress. So this is where adaptogens and plants and herbs and vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids, this is where they come in. You fill up on these things and they improve your ability to adapt to stress. And so you've got the physicality, the training and the conditioning, the good nutrition, but as you're saying, and focusing on the mental state, mm-hmm. how you respond to stress and what your expectations are.
And you know, as we age, we get better. We get better at coping. It's all about coping because, you know, life's going to throw crap at you, man. It always, always does. So you got to find out, and it's kind of neat as you get older, what makes you tick. I think that's really cool.
Hey, life is dealing with loss.
Exactly.
If you're really, really good at dealing with loss, you'll get through it. Okay.
All right.
Well, that was wonderful for this SNU Hot Topic, dear. And to finish off, please share with us your final words.
My final words are words from Inspiration website. Treasure every moment. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present.